All right, we're going to do something different. I want to know if you were any animal. You know how people say that they have a spirit animal, which really means if I were an animal, I would be this?
Okay, yeah, okay. I do.
All right, so if you could be any animal, Gary, if there was an animal that you would say embodies you, what would you pick?
Embodies me or that I'd want to be?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I mean, giraffes got long necks. Elephants.
You've never had never like that forget. Animal that you... Fair. That's kind. You are kind of like an elephant. You don't really forget too much.
I'd say a monkey.
Okay. Well, I'd say a monkey. Too much work with that. All right. Well, why yeah, no, why would you say a monkey?
I mean, you know, maybe, I don't know, because I'd like to grab things with my feet, I think.
Yeah, you would. Just yeah. more skills. Just yeah, add it to the skill set.
Just add it to the skill set.
I mean, I will say, full disclosure, when you're asked in kindergarten what you want to be when you grow up, I said a dog.
Okay.
I feel like as long as they live in a nice household, like dogs right, haven't made right. they figured it
they
out.
They do, don't they?
They absolutely
do. There's no stress.
Do. What do they, their life is great.
That's right. You
and
get
more
fed.
And more households let them sleep in bed with
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
I'm
you
just
wag
saying.
Your tail.
Right?
Yeah, it's, you're right. What, I mean,
That's what you'd want is
see,
to have
I
a
don't
tail?
Know. Now, no, now. But now I'm thinking, I don't yeah. know. I'm going to have to think that through. I mean, the monkey was the first thing that came to mind. So I'll stick with the monkey.
Okay, fine. The reason I bring up animals is not because I actually care what kind of animal you want
I didn't think
to
you did.
Be. Yeah, okay. Right, right. The reason I bring it up is because in my friendship with Gary over the years, I have learned that he has a lot of animal phrases in law enforcement. And I had to kind of understand what that was about. And now I get it. And I think it relates back to something that is probably the biggest news story in America right now, which was the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Yeah, that's taken over the news cycle around the country, frankly, around the world. So, yeah, it's good that we kind of bring that in, and it allows us a chance to talk about various animals and how we relate it to stuff.
I have to bring a little bit of lightness, because, I mean, granted, if you've watched any news outlet, this is all they've talked about all week, and understandably so, right? I mean, you've got, whether you politically align with them or don't, you've got the president, vice president, you've got the administration. There's so many people in that room. I don't know how many people were attending. It doesn't matter. It looks like a lot. It's a full room of people. But can I say, Gary, what stood out to me, and maybe this is because I have you as a friend, what stood out to me was the lack of reaction.
Yeah.
And no one's talking about
no,
that.
No, I know.
No they're one's talking yeah, about it.
They're talking high-level conversations about
how did the Secret Service
right.
respond?
How
and,
did he get in?
And, oh my gosh, are we really going after Trump and all that?
Safe.
But this is what stood out to me, and I have to. Can I pull up a clip?
No, I want
are
you to,
mad
yeah.
at me? Okay. So, all right. So this is from C-SPAN. And don't worry, if you're listening on the radio right now, you can go and watch our podcast, which we post to our YouTube channel. But and it'll show this video so you can see it. But this is a clip from C-SPAN. It starts off where President Trump and the First Lady are kind of being briefed right now. And then you hear the gunshots go off and you have to look at the audience. Like, that is where my eye went first. OK, so. I mean, even he's not yeah. reacting.
I know.
At first, like the president's like, what?
And the guy comes behind him, so they know. Somebody knows because
right.
they're reacting
but
to
look
it.
Look how slow. Look yes. at all these people in the audience.
Right.
They're just looking around.
Yeah.
Even stay down. And it's like, but no one's getting down.
I know. And
I
look
mean,
at
this,
when the...
this is what, like, okay, we don't have to play it again. But they, that had to have been easily 20, 30 seconds where it's just kind of like, what? Where are we right now?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And even when the president travels with a response team, so we could see the SWAT team come in. Even when that happens, people are still not reacting to it. I mean, these
right.
people are all geared up with rifles and they're still not reacting to it.
Right. So you call that, what do you call that? Response?
Well, no. So we'll get to the response, but it's really a denial of an incident happening
okay.
to begin with. The animals will come into the conversation, but what we see here is, which is amazing because people cover it, and we talk about it a lot, that reporters and media people and police officers respond to the same stuff. So they know kind of a lot of the same things.
Right.
But now when you have them all in the room, even they show us that the human brain always tries to make things normal. So it's hard to react in a crisis.
But what is that called?
Well, it's a normalcy bias. So our brains will always try to make things normal. So you can see people are looking around. Even the First Lady goes, what was that? But they're not reacting to it because
right.
our brains are wanting to make it normal. That's how we survive. It's like, this is normal. I'm not really in danger. And then the other thing that we talked about, in fact, we talked about it before, this concept of social proof.
Social proof. Yes. Okay. But You're making me mad, though. So you're not going to bring up the squirrel dance? I thought that's literally what you called that.
Well, here's what we call that. What's going to happen now is the people, you're so funny, you're right. It's the squirrel dance, and we've seen it. And here's the best example of it. If you're driving down the road and you see a squirrel in the middle of the road, you don't want to hit him. Obviously.
Right, of course.
But the squirrel does the road dance.
Right, where it's the like, squirrel dance. Which way am I going to go? Do I just sit here? Am I going to left?
Because they don't know. And they're left in this quandary because they don't know what to do. I'm all of a sudden being about to be squished by a car or a tire. I don't know what to do. So I'm going to go right. I'm going to go left. I'm going to go right. I'm going to go left. That's what they're going to do.
Because so is once that they what's happening it, in that room?
Once they realize it, you'll start to see people, some fold, some get up, some walk around, some look around. They don't know what to do. So they're doing the squirrel dance at the table.
Right, what is the right answer?
They don't know. What they should be doing is if they had taken some time to say, if something happens, what should I do and where should I go? Mm-hmm. And then obviously they haven't done that. They're not prepared for that.
Okay. So when you, so to avoid squirrel dance, which is what kind of links back to sort of the phases your brain goes through in an emergency, like if you're in denial, your squirrel dance is going to look a little bit different because some people could just be like sitting and being like, whatever, this doesn't apply to me, you know, whatever. Then there are people who are followers, I would think, like, oh, okay, well, because Simon next to me got down, I'm going to get down.
Did. That's right.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And then there are the people who might just be like, I'm going to get up because I'm supposed to get up. But there, this idea of, well, nothing's really happening, but how do I respond appropriately?
Yeah, and that's what it is. That once you realize you're in danger, we all do it. We kind of, unless you kind of thought it through.
Right.
You're all kind of in this mode of like, what should I do? Should I go this way? Should I go that way? And you are literally the squirrel in the middle of the road.
Wait, what is the example that you've, because it's so true. What's the example you've used at the hotel? That's my favorite example of like the social, what is that called?
Social proof.
Social proof.
So if you have ever been in a hotel in middle of the night and the fire alarm goes off, what traditionally do we do? Most people do this. They get up, they walk to the door, and they open up the door. They stick their head out and they look to the left and then they look to the right and then they close their door.
Right.
Because that's it. There's nothing going on.
Right.
I'm looking for what I should do and no one's doing anything. So I don't.
I'm going to go back
anything.
To my room.
I'm going back to bed. I'm not getting up in the middle of the night.
Right.
I guarantee you, however, if you open up that door and it looks like the Titanic, where people have their bags
out.
And they're walking with their bags one by one, you will get your bags and do the same, and that's social proof. We look for what other people are doing sometimes to validate what we should be doing.
Wow.
And that's not what you really want to do.
Right.
Because if there was a bunch of squirrels in the road, some of them are going to go right, some of them are going to go left, you have to kind of walk through what would I do in that situation, and you be the person that doesn't look towards others, because we're all doing the same thing. This is how our brains work. We're all doing some sort of a squirrel dance unless we prepared for it. So, you know, we don't want to always follow others. We want to make sure that we take the steps ahead of time to keep ourselves safe.
But I think you just mentioned something, Gary, that's so important. When you talk about denial, I think the reason that happens is because socially you're so out of the loop. So my sister, who I hope she doesn't get mad because I know she listens to this show, she told me that last weekend for her husband's birthday, she took him to New York City. They're in Grand Central Terminal. If you've not been to Grand Central Terminal, it's super busy. It's actually, people will literally travel to go to Grand Central because it's beautiful it's incredible.
It is grand.
Right. It is quite grand. That's why they put it in the name.
That's it.
But the alarm went off at Grand Central Terminal.
Really? Okay.
And everybody just kind of looked around. Some people took videos, pictures. And my sister turns to her husband and goes, I feel like we should get out of the building. I feel like we should find out where to go. And he's like, no, I'm sure some yutz just pulled the alarm. Which could be the case. But my sister felt like, not, and again, nothing against her husband, but she said, I didn't see anybody else worrying. I felt like the only person panicking. So all of a sudden, I thought I was the crazy person. And so they did not rush out of the building. Nothing happened. But it's to that point, denial, even when you want to do the right thing, it's almost attacking the denial of other people that you also have to be aware of.
That's the great example. And we certainly don't want to, you know, use them as an example. But it is what happened. Your sister says, hey, maybe we should get out. And what happens? Your brother-in-law makes it normal.
Right.
Says it was just somebody pulling the fire alarm.
Which it could have been, for the record.
Which it could have been, and might have been. But
I don't care.
See what happened?
Get my sister out of there.
We made it normal.
Right.
And that's what the tendency of our brains to do. We don't even think about it. It's like that. It's just nothing. They pull the fire alarm. It can't actually be a fire.
Right.
And we've seen that with other cases around the country. But this White House Correspondents' Dinner is a good example of it, that something bad happens. And especially now you're in a position where you think that wouldn't happen. Because, I mean, the president's there. You have all the security.
Right.
But even so, people are all you know, struggling to kind of figure out what's going on, and they're doing that squirrel dance, and then and so it's a good lesson to learn that you take a few steps ahead of time, you might shave some seconds off, and seconds matter. We've talked about that
totally
before.
Absolutely. Well, and this idea of understanding the phases your brain will go through in an emergency. So there's denial, deliberation.
That's right. Yeah.
And I always
forget the third one. The last one is really action.
Oh, so, like what do you do?
Yeah. So if you think about it, you know, if you, I'll try to use an example of it. If you hurt yourself, you know, I remember falling and twisting and had a break of my finger.
I'm sorry for your finger.
I'm over it.
Oh, okay. But it doesn't seem like
But I denied it.
I feel like you went into a really dark place. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Did your finger heal?
No, well, it did a little bit, but it's got...
It is kind of crooked.
It is kind of crooked.
I never noticed that before. Go on.
So I twisted it, and I kind of knew it was broken, but I wanted to deny it.
Of course.
So I sat up trying to fix it myself, and I'm in denial. And then I debate what I should do about it. Right. And then finally, you know, in the morning, I make the decision that I'm going
to go
to
the doctor. Yeah.
And I know that's probably not the best example.
No, but it is a good example because it's true in everything in life. And it actually, I think, normalizes us practicing overcoming denial, deliberating quickly, and taking action quickly.
Right.
Because sometimes you'll hear about crime prevention and people think, oh, you're making life too scary. But I think if we were to take very normal, everyday decisions that we have to make, don't be in denial or feel confident in what you're deciding to do and then take action quickly, that will help you in, God forbid, those emergency situations.
It will. And that's what we're talking about. So if we look at some of these instances around the country where we're worried about people getting hurt, it really matters two things statistically, is how quickly the cops can get there to help you, and unfortunately, how many targets or how target rich or people rich an environment is. So if you take that as kind of the goalpost or the measure of what you want to do to keep yourself safe, that's why we talk about it. Well, we're all going to naturally deny it, and we're going to make it normal. It's just somebody pulling the fire alarm. Then we're going to look around to see what everybody else is doing. And there's a reason why our minds work with social proof, because we make so many decisions during the day. We can't decide everything.
Like, true.
How do people get in? Which
I think it's down to just our basic core as humans. We care so much about what people think of everything we say and do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because we don't want to be odd.
Right.
Well, I don't want to be odd, and you don't want to be odd.
That's a goal.
Yeah, it is.
We'll keep working on it.
But that's what social proof is. It's it's like we can't make a decision every day. Should I go on this side of the train? Am I going to go walk this way? Well, I'm in a foreign country, and I'm going to do this. Well, everybody else is doing it, so I don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
Sort of. But when it comes to a crisis or some kind of an emergency, if I get through denial, that's important, because the minute you realize I'm in trouble,
this is real.
Yeah, or could be real, even if it could be real, then the next thing you start to do is deliberate. And that's the squirrel dance, because the squirrel recognizes, believe it or not,
something bad's happening.
They get through denial, the squirrels, real quickly. I mean, they got probably a very small brain. They do. But denial is not a weakness of theirs, because they get it pretty quickly.
Right. It's just reacting.
They're
directly
in the deliberations phase where they're like, okay, what should I do? Should I stay there?
But
should I go there? Should I go up?
But even we struggle with that, Gary. So I don't, when did you ever have to teach you had to teach your three kids how to drive. Was it you or was it your wife
who
did it? You did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I taught them how to ride a bike, too.
You survived. Oh,
yes,
well, good for you. You're a great dad.
No, now I'm being a dad bragger.
My mom, when she taught us how to drive, would say, give it some gas, because we had to make that decision of, is it the right time to merge? Is it not? And it's like that. It's that same sort of idea what the squirrels go through. Like, you know you have to get on the highway, but are you going to slow down? Are you going to speed up?
And so
I still hear her 20 plus years later.
I feel like I was on the highway when you were learning to drive.
Yes, you were.
I'm like, give it gas. I will let you in, but just keep going.
You're outrageous.
Just give it gas.
That's what I get the squirrels.
Right.
I do.
Yes.
Maybe I should have picked a squirrel instead of a dog.
What you were probably doing, what you were probably referring to is the turtle, because one of my daughters would drive like a turtle, and I'd call her that. I'm like, you're a turtle. Please drive faster.
That's really mean.
Please drive faster.
That's
don't
terrible.
Be a turtle. Don't
well,
be a
maybe
turtle.
She resonates with turtles.
A whole bunch of animals.
Just accept her. Now, what about the lizard, though?
You
did a presentation at the college that you work at here in Connecticut, and you had talked about lizard brain.
Right. Okay.
What is that?
Well, here's what happens. Our brain is really high functioning.
Yeah.
And we can, as a human, we can make a lot of decisions. And in a calm atmosphere, we can make hundreds of decisions.
Totally.
We can think, we can plan, we can prepare, we can make all these different things that we have to do during the day. And it's a wonderful thing. However, when we start to get under stress, the human brain kind of is replaced by this lizard brain.
Okay.
Okay. So we got a squirrel and a lizard,
we've
a
got
monkey
turtles, squirrels,
and a dog.
Right? What is it? What do they say in Wizard of Oz?
It's like a zoo.
Lions,
here.
Tigers, and bears.
It's
oh
like
my.
The beat and the badge in the zoo.
In
today.
The zoo today, yeah.
That's right. So, yeah. And so the lizard brain is really just a survival brain.
Yeah.
It doesn't care how to do math projects, to plan for vacations. It doesn't care about anything but surviving.
Right.
And the problem in an emergency, and we didn't see this in the White House correspondent because it ended pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But the problem in an emergency is our lizard brain takes over.
Uh-huh.
Because now it's like, oh, okay, so I've gotten through. It's a bad thing happening to me.
Right.
I know it's going to be bad. You know, we're deliberating and I'm trying to take action because that's the last thing you want to do is take action as quick as possible. Whatever it might be, make a decision and do it. But the lizard brain really is just about survival. So it will not think about anything but getting out. And we see.
So you mean logic sometimes might drop out of the equation?
Oh, it does. It definitely drops off.
Yeah.
And so what happens is you start to, and we've seen this with police officers involved in shootings, where they start to get tunnel vision. Because your body is really shutting down all of its peripheral functions, so you can't really write anything. Your muscle coordination is not there because your brain is shutting down and protecting itself.
And that happens just to people in emergencies.
Yeah, it will.
That's
as you get so stressed.
Yeah.
So as you begin to continue to get stressed, you will experience those same things. And the problem with that from a lizard brain, the lizard brain, given enough time and in a crisis long enough, will take over. The thing that we want to do is say, while you have your human brain fully functional, make some plans
move
ahead of time.
Move before the lizard
brain
takes
over. Yeah, so like, hey, squirrel, when you're in the middle of the road and you know a car's coming at you.
Just always go right.
Go right, yeah.
Well, it's like going to Disney World. For the record, I always say that's our plan. No matter what, always go left.
Yeah,
when you get into a line, just always go left. Most times it's going to be shorter. But that's it versus like the deliberation of which one do we get in? And now more and more people are getting in line and you're just getting further behind. It's like you always go left. You just have that plan.
Did you say that so everybody would hear that? And then on the show, they'd hear that and you go the opposite?
Because I
just,
would you
just
that?
Told everybody to do
Why
that.
Why would you literally just do that?
I don't know.
All right, everybody go right.
Yeah.
Honestly. Well, you just, years of me beating the system and you just did that. You really just did that.
Well, you did it, I think. I don't know.
No, but then you had to point it out to people what I was trying to do.
I gotcha. Okay.
Oh, care.
So I'm using my lizard brain right now just to survive.
I'm just trying to survive this talk with Melissa.
And so the point is ahead of time, before the lizard brain appears, make sure you decide some things ahead of time. Like I've had these conversations with people if you go to a store.
Yeah.
And if you're in a store and... You know, if you're walking by the electronics area, just make some decisions. Like, what if something happened right now? And police officers do it all the time, those two words of what if, because that's really what it comes down to is imagination and imagine what would happen. Well, what if? Well, I always see that there's one of the stores that I frequent, there's a door with a sign on it in the back that says employees only.
Sure.
Now, that sign will stop people from going through it.
Right.
You would be surprised how many people in a crisis won't even go through it because that says employees only. I know there's a bad thing happening in the store, but that says employees only.
And I'm not an employee.
And I'm not an employee. Well, I can tell you if an incident happens at the store I'm in, I have just been hired. I don't know what the pay is, but where do I
but
begin?
But that's the way I'm getting out.
Yeah, I've just become an employee. And then anybody else, congratulations, we're all having a mass hiring.
But but even that idea of knowing the exits of places is something that when the lizard brain turns on, people don't real. I mean, I like here in the Northeast, we had that horrible fire, that deadly fire that happened. What was it in Rhode Island? This was years ago.
Yeah,
but I mean, dozens of people died because they all came out the way they came in. But there was actually, I think, two or three other exits they could have gone out, but everyone funneled back through the exit that they came in.
That's right. Yeah, there was four exits, but one of them was compromised.
And there was a fire. Sorry for anybody who hasn't heard that story. There was a fire.
It was a station house fire, I believe. And over 100 people died in that fire.
Yeah.
But yeah, they all tried to come out through once they realized that it was a fire. And first of all, that's another great video to show because once you can see that they're not really reacting to it.
Right.
I think it's part of the show or it's not really a big deal. But then you see once they start to react to it, we're on. And then what happens is people start to funnel out the way they came, but you watch the lizard brain taking over.
Mm-hmm.
And then unfortunately, once they got to the door, people started falling and other people started climbing, tragically climbing over them. That's not necessarily all them. That's the lizard brain. Just right. saying, I'm doing everything I can to survive, so I'm going to just try to climb out.
But I think, Gary, honestly, what's become really scary, especially in the world of social media, is if you combine denial with lizard brain, it's a scary thing. So, you know, and here's why. I know I got that little face from you of what are you talking about? Follow me here. Remember last year when I was at the mall?
Yeah, yes.
And there was police presence. They were like, get on the ground. They were like, gun, you know, they had mentioned a lot of, I thought, alarming things. You could see there was commotion and there was a bunch of people just gathering around taking videos of it.
Yes.
And I'm like, everybody get out of here. Right. Like, what are we doing here? And so it's a combination of, first of all, I'm not involved in this, so I'm in denial that I'm even in any trouble. But then on top of it, you're so focused on just how many clicks you can get on social media.
Yes.
And that combination is probably what I'm most afraid of, is this idea of, first of all, you're just in denial that this is really ever going to happen to you, right? That idea of, oh, it's never going to be me. But right. then on top of it, you're just so funneled, or you're focused on how many likes can I get on social media, that you don't realize you're 5 feet from a threat.
You know, I remember you telling me the story, and I never put it in the perspective that you just did, which is so powerful. When we start talking about denial, and trying to focus people on that there might be a tragedy, you brought up such a great point.
Well, the only reason I made that full circle, which, yes, that just happened in real time. That's pretty cool.
I know. Nice job. We learned. We taught
each other. We didn't even plan that. But the reason it dawned on me was because of what you said earlier, which you said those seconds matter. And you said before your human brain switches to lizard, which it's inevitably going to do, use that time wisely. But if people are living in denial during that whole time, you've just lived in denial and now you've switched over to lizard brain. And all that matters is how many clicks am I going to get on Instagram?
No, you're
Isn't
right.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. It is. And what happens is we try to tell people to focus on an emergency.
Right.
And focus on awareness.
Right.
They're not. The minute something happens, they are distracted by getting likes.
Right.
And that distraction can unfortunately be deadly.
Yeah, exactly. It's so crazy. That's wild that we just landed on that.
Yeah. If we take something from it, it's don't be distracted. Your phone, you know, I mean, yeah, don't be distracted. Your phone is fine for some things, but in an emergency, it's certainly not one of them. And that is phenomenal. That I never really gave it the thought that it deserved, that our phones are going to distract us in an emergency.
Maybe I should be the elephant. I never forget all the little things. It just took me a while to land the plane.
I think
I'm an elephant who flies a plane.
With a deep-seated desire to be a dog.
That doesn't sound complex at all to me.
Not at all.
Not as complex as all the stuff you just said today.
Right. Makes it easier.